Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today on this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking a little bit about trip prep. Now, I've done some episodes of this years and years ago, but since then I've totally changed my vehicle, I've changed my setup, and I've learned a lot of stuff. So this is going to be kind of an updated what I do to prep for a trip, right? And maybe what I do to prep for different types of trips. So if you are, you know, sort of newer to overlanding, or if you are constantly trying to optimize your setup and how you get ready for a trip and how you pack your stuff, this should be a good episode for you. So if you want to learn more about optimizing your trip prep and how to get ready for an overlanding trip, stay tuned. All right, guys. So as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about trip prep and some of the stuff that I've learned over the last few years and some of the changes that came with me getting a newer truck. Now, I am going to talk about both the newer truck and what I do there and what I used to do with the older truck. So again, if you have an older vehicle, don't feel like there's not going to be any value here for you. There will definitely be some stuff that...
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
We'll help you as well. So first, let's talk about preparing for different types of trips, right? If you're going to go on an overnighter to your local national forest or state park, there's a lot less prep that has to happen versus, you know, the trip that I took to Wyoming for a couple weeks where I drove 21 hours each way and then spent 2 weeks living out of the vehicle. That took a lot more prep. There was a lot more thought. There was a lot more stuff that I had to really consider when going on that type of trip. So the type of trip will matter. If you're going on mostly shorter term stuff, even 2 to 5 day trips, there's a little bit more planning than like an overnighter or a two-nighter, but not much. It doesn't change a lot. Unless you're literally like so far out that you need to worry about like fuel concerns and you need to think about distances that you're traveling each day, in most cases, the maintenance and the trip prep is pretty similar. So let's dive into what does it look like when I get ready for just like an average trip, right? Like a 2 to 5 day trip in the new truck. So in the new truck, I do make sure that I'm up to date on my oil changes, things like that. The new truck has full synthetic 0W20 oil, so it has a lot longer stretches between oil changes. I think Nissan recommends 7,500. The first one I did at around 7,200, and then going forward, I'm just planning to do it every 5,000 to 6,000 miles, just to be a little bit ahead of it. Like, why stretch it to the very extreme if I don't have to, right? So that's kind of one of the things that I always check is, am I going to exceed those miles? For example, when I went on the Wyoming trip, my truck had about 2,400 miles on it. And I was like, we're going to put 4,500 miles on this truck in 2 weeks. So I looked at the oil change interval and saw it was 7,500 and said, okay, this should actually work out. I should be able to get back and do an oil change and basically be good to go. And I did. I've been back for about a month now, and I still only have about 7,200 miles on the truck. I still haven't hit that 7,500 yet. So I'm due for an oil change. I'm going to do one this week because then this weekend I'm going on a 2-night trip to Wisconsin, which is about 7 hours away. So about 460 miles each way. So I'm going to put easily over 1,000 miles on the truck this coming weekend. So as a result, I don't want to push past that oil change interval, so I'm going to go ahead and get that done. So oil changes are something to consider as well. I always, always check, and this applies whether it's a new truck or an old truck, my windshield washer fluid. Sounds stupid, but if you get out and you're throwing mud all over your windshield and you really need to clean your windshield off and you're out of fluid, it can become a big problem really fast. Same with winter, with salt and stuff like that. In my old truck, because I had such big 35-inch tires, it would throw the salty melt water from the road up onto the windshield and onto my mirrors, and I couldn't see anything. I actually had a part where I was going through Chicago and I was like on the radio, like, can I merge to the left? Because I can't see out my side window. So you need to have all of your fluids topped off. Same with brake fluid is an easy one to check and top off. Radiator fluid coolant is another one that's easy to check and top off. So just your normal sort of maintenance stuff that you would want to check before any trip is a good one. Now, of course, if you're going on an overnighter or a two-nighter, I seldom check that stuff. I mean, I am aware of like, am I close to an oil change interval? Do I need to do an oil change soon? That kind of thing. but I don't necessarily go through and check every single fluid and that sort of thing. On the longer trips, definitely good to do that sort of thing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another thing that I've sort of learned that I wasn't as good about before is just sort of checking over everything. And what I mean by everything is anything that could potentially cause a problem. So an example would be lug nuts. I will take my torque wrench and I'll go around and I'll just check that they're all torqued properly on all my lug nuts. Because sometimes, you know, you take a wheel off, you take something off and you add a spacer or you do some maintenance and then you put your wheel back on. It is possible. A long time ago on one of my first cars, I had taken a wheel off to do something and I put it back on and I never tightened down the lug nuts. And then I'm driving and I feel this vibration and I pull over and it had just stripped a couple of my studs. I ended up actually having to replace full studs for my lug nuts in my back wheel on my 350Z because I'm an idiot and I didn't realize that I'd forgotten to tighten them down. So again, just before you're going to go drive hours and hours away, especially, but even on a shorter trip where you're maybe only going to drive an hour or two away, it's just good to check stuff like that when you can. Check your lug nuts, check your suspension components. Make sure that everything's tight, especially if you've modified it. In my case, I added longer shackles. I put on the All Dogs Off-Road RC Killa Kit. So I have an Adelief in the rear. I have a longer coil in the front. Check your top hat bolts. Make sure that everything's tight. Check your bolts that hold your shackles in. Make sure those are tight. Things shift and change over time, right? So you just want to be aware of that and you want to be cognizant that you check those before they become a serious problem that could sideline you on the side of a trail or on the highway and potentially cause a dangerous accident. Same goes for gear, right? So like if you've got a rooftop tent, you want to check and make sure that, like, for example, I have a solar panel mounted to the top of my rooftop tent on my crossbars. It's only held on with four bolts and nuts. I just want to check those and just make sure that they're not loosening up or none of them are missing or none of them have come off. Same with your rooftop tent. Make sure that, you know, you've got your latches down. When I've got my lock on there, I make sure that my lock is secured and closed so that it doesn't pop open on the highway. Also run through all of my, like, existing storage. So like my dual drawer system that I've got in the bed of the truck, I will open that stuff up. I'll make sure that there's no leaking, that like there hasn't gotten water into them or dust or anything like that, that I've got everything that I need. That sort of stuff. So just check over everything. Same with bed rack. This is super important and something that I didn't realize when I went on my Wyoming trip and I had misinstalled the bed rack. And the bed rack actually came loose on that trip because there was so much shaking. There were some really rough trails that we hit out there. And I actually tore the bed rack out of my channel in the back of the truck and I had to do a trail side repair to fix that. If I had checked that before I left, I would have known that and I could have fixed it at a much better spot, not on the side of a trail with the appropriate tools, and I would have had a much better time on that trip instead of having to deal with that. So, you know, things like any modifications, anything that you've added to the truck, any suspension stuff that you've done, any, you know, if you've taken your wheels off recently, lug nuts, all that stuff is important and you need to just sort of check over all of it before, especially a
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Longer trip. Another thing that I will do, getting away from kind of the vehicle maintenance side of things, that's just general and applies to everybody, is packing and list making, right? So I've mentioned this before. I still do a lot of the same things. I have a spreadsheet that I use where I kind of make a checklist and I check those things off as I'm packing for that trip. Another thing that I do that I don't think I've really mentioned before, but is hugely helpful for me, is I will pre-stage a lot of the gear that I'm going to take. So if you live in an area, and I don't live in a bad area, don't get me wrong, but like I still don't like to have my axe and my shovel on the side of the truck and, you know, rotopacks on the truck and anything that could easily be unbolted or taken off of the truck. I don't love to leave it out in the driveway with all the gear attached to it. Now, maybe like the night before I might go out and go ahead and pack stuff. But for the most part, I kind of try and stay away a little bit from having too much stuff packed. So what I will do is I'll pre-stage it. And what I mean by that is in my office where I work, I've actually got a pile of gear sitting here right now. And that pile of gear is stuff that I plan to take. And there are a couple reasons why I do that. One is it's just way easier to then check those things off the list and get them packed when they're all in one place. I don't have to go find, you know, my sleeping bag in the basement and my something else in the attic and something else that's in my wife's vehicle because we took the air compressor with her on a trip or something that we took out of the truck. I can just pre-stage everything so that it's easier to pack. The other benefit of that is it gives you a visual reference for what you're going to bring on this trip, right? So there are a lot of times where, especially on the longer trips, I'm kind of worried about space, right? Like I'm like, okay, I got 2 5-gallon jerry cans. I've got a 20-pound propane tank that I'm going to bring. I've got, you know, my sleeping bag. I've got a pillow, and the pillow doesn't fit in my rooftop tent, so I've got to put that somewhere. I've got a backpack. I've got my rucks bag full of extra clothes. I've got, you know, and then as you're laying this stuff out, you start to kind of get an idea of, holy crap, that's a lot of stuff. Is that going to go in my back seat? Am I going to have room in my front seat if I'm going solo? Am I going to have room in the bed of the truck? What's waterproof? What can be packed in the back that, you know, doesn't need to go inside the truck? What stuff needs to go inside the truck? And I can start to kind of get a visual idea of what all I need to pack. And then that helps me do a better job when I actually go to pack up the truck and do the Tetris game to get everything in there. So seeing that stuff is super helpful. And then outside of my normal checklist, which I use up until about the night before, I tend to get excited the next day and forget to pack my last few items. And that's usually what causes me the most problems. So the system that I've sort of developed is I will use a sticky note and I will put my keys with those last few items with the sticky note of all the things I need to get. That way I cannot leave the house. I cannot drive the truck away without my keys. So by having the note with the keys and any remaining gear with the keys, then I know I have to get that stuff. A lot of stuff that will fall into that category is last minute things like cold food that maybe is in the refrigerator in the house and I need to move it out to the fridge in the truck. Because sometimes I don't like to turn that, I don't necessarily like to run the fridge for days and days and days before the trip goes. Just in case, if it's really cloudy and my solar can't top back off the battery or things like that, I just don't want to go out and have the battery be at like 40% or something. And then I got to go on this trip with a half depleted battery, right? Like, so I'll usually wait till like day of, morning of, to turn on the fridge and let it get cool, or maybe night before. But then in that case, even if I turn it on the night before, it's not at the cold temperature yet. It takes a little bit of time to cool down. So I'll usually leave my cold food, my steak, my, you know, lunch meat, that kind of thing in the fridge. And then I'll just make this post-it note, stick it on my keys and wallet, and leave that stuff in a pile. Obviously the cold food's in the refrigerator, the post-it note lists out that stuff so I don't forget it. But then like maybe my backpack that I didn't want to put out before, the camera gear. I don't like to leave my expensive like drone and stuff like that in the truck when I'm not on the trip, just in case someone broke in, it's less stuff they can steal. So I'll take all that last minute stuff out, all my charging cords, my camera equipment, all that kind of stuff will go out at the last minute and I can't forget it because it's with my keys. So just another tip there. So of course, once you've kind of made sure that your maintenance is up to date, make sure that your fluids are all topped off, make sure that you've got the appropriate tools. I'll put a card up here to the video that I did on some of the tools that I bring when I go on a trip. Depending on the length of the trip, I kind of give some tips on that too. So if you want to check that out, check that out. If you're on the podcast, obviously jump over to YouTube and you can see that over there. Or it was a previous podcast episode. So if you'd rather listen to the podcast, check out the one that's about tools I bring on an overlanding trip. But hopefully that was all helpful for you. Hopefully that, especially if you're like newer or, you know, you've had some problems in the past and you're just looking for some tips to sort of have a better future experience when you're packing for a trip, I hope that those tips were helpful for you. If they were and you're on YouTube, click that like button. If you're on the podcast, drop a 5-star review. It'd be awesome. In the description below, as I mentioned, are links to all my other social channels. So wherever you want to come and join the conversation, I'd love to have you. Check those out. Also in the description is a link to my website where I've got patches and stickers, funny overlanding camping stuff. So if you're into that kind of stuff, love to have you check that stuff out and buy any that you like. And then last but not least, there's a link to Patreon where we've got a 24/7 Discord and we chat about our gear and rigs and that sort of thing all the time. And it's a ton of fun. And there's also the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group. Totally free to join. Tons of awesome members, tons of awesome conversations happening in there every day. So if that sounds like something you'd like to join, check it out. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.